Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Opportunity to welcome everyone here this morning to the Clay County Corner. This is kind of an off week here in Clay County. This is the week of spring break for our schools, and lots of families have taken their little, hopefully safely taken their little spring tour somewhere or another. As we know, this is not a real good time to be getting involved in too many big crowds, but we do know that that's going on this week, and of course we're kind of settling down here in Clay County after our great victory down the state tournament. But it's a pleasure being here this morning, and hopefully we've got quite a few folks listening to us, and that we've got an interesting show this morning. Dr. Doug Young is here with me this morning, and we have got a bunch of things to talk about. Just found out about some things going on here. It's going to be taking place all summer long. And got, of course, some of the new things going on over at the chamber. Some of the things here in the county. We just got a bunch of things to talk about. But before we begin the show today, as always, we'd like to thank the folks that make this show possible. And that is the three-star folks over at the chamber and the chamber itself. And, of course, all of the folks here in and around the area that sponsor us on this radio air. And we hope that you will listen closely to what they have to say and go over and spend some of your hard-earned cash with them. Keep it here locally in Clay County. And we will, I know we've got our birthday and anniversary, and I do know, I think we have talked about it over at the chamber about this, about our birthday and anniversary things. We're going to say, you know, if you win the birthday cake, you will need to come by the chamber and pick up your card for the Dairy Queen within 30 days. I know we've kept them around for a while, and we had some that have never come by. So if you don't come by within 30 days, we'll just have to pick somebody else for the next one. But just make sure you know that. And we'll be going through. We hadn't got a whole bunch of names today. Like I said, I think everybody's out of town today doing other things. But we hope a lot of folks may be listening. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we have got, quite a number of things to talk about this morning. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, everyone. Once again, got Dr. Young here with me this morning, and we have got, we've got a couple of things to announce here before we get into some other things. I do know that we have a, I've got a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon here. Of course, they did a salute to our basketball team, and also a group that hopefully we'll get on here sometime in the next little bit when they get back in class, and that is a group of our young archers who won state titles at the Tennessee Archery Meet. And I know we had an archery meet here in at Donaldson Park, and we're going to have those throughout the summer, and hopefully we'll get the word out there when those things are coming up. And but I'll just mention, I know on the front page here, to give them just a little bit of props here this morning, the three young men who were state champions, and that were Hayden Adams, Will Dodson, and Hank Amberton. And I know it says that also we had 23 Tuckasee archery team members who won individual state championship of some level, first, second, third, or fourth. And so we'll get those folks on here to talk a little bit about that sometime in the next little bit. And I know we've got another announcement here this morning we'll talk about a little bit later. But right now, Dr. Young, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I know it's been kind of touchy this morning with guests. We originally had planned on doing this two-man show, but I know we had some of the folks, some of the emergency folks and other people, but it seems, that the emergency is still going on, and I think meetings are set up on the fly anymore with this news, with the Zoom thing that the state's using. I think sometimes they will send out maybe an email or a message and give you like 30 minutes and say, hey, we're holding an emergency meeting of this committee and you need to get on Zoom and join in.
So that's an interesting concept, Thomas. We used to have to go to Cookeville or even Nashville for meetings and it'd take up a whole day. And now we can get in several meetings in a day's time with Zoom. And I have a feeling that when the pandemic is over, if it's ever going to be over, and we'll be doing virtual meetings from now on, it's worked really well.
Well, I think folks have decided and learned, and I know especially the bean counters, that if you're not paying mileage for people and for your people and for other people to come in and things like that, that can turn into quite a bit of a money saver.
The state's even looking at rent. Instead of renting offices, let people work out of their homes and stay in contact by computer.
Well, that's one, of course, we're hearing about a lot about that type thing going on now with this isolation type thing where folks are not coming to the office and not gathering around the water cooler and things like that. That been, such an important important part of our lives, of the business life, of all these things, because we know, we talk about, the water cooler conversations and so many ideas and things that come out of that, we do know that working from home and these things and the Zoom thing, it becomes kind of an impersonal thing. Because, I know when we first started looking at these remote classes here a number of years ago, one of the things, our teachers, and Dr. Young, I know he heard the same thing too, is that teachers, teaching from remote sites, that the one thing they missed was that they couldn't touch their students. And, that physical contact is something that, I know we've got psychologists and psychiatrists all over the world looking at all these problems with that now. But, may be something that the next generation learns to cope with, and it becomes just a part of ordinary life. Right, Dr. Young?
Right. Have to deal with it.
And I know, I think you've got a list of things there that you want to talk about this morning. And before we get into one of our rambling conversations, we may have some important business you want to talk about.
Well, we've got some things coming up. Hopefully things are beginning to crank back up now. We're going to start having some events. The 52-yard sale, as close as we can determine, we think that that's kind of organized by the folks over in Macon County. But the best dates that we have are May the 14th, 15th, and 16th. I had a guy call from Atlanta this morning wanting those dates. So sounds like he's coming up from Atlanta to be in that yard sale. So during the pandemic, a lot of things have gotten pretty loosely organized, and it'll take us some time, I guess, to get back on our feet. Mary Lloyd was out at the chamber yesterday. She's planning on an event in this summer, and I'm sure she'll be down to talk to you about it prior to that event. And got notice yesterday. We got kind of excited about this. Clay County has been a three-star county now for several years, since about 2013. And during those years, what would that be? About 8 years? In those 8 years, because we're a three-star county, Clay County has saved nearly $200,000 on CBDG grants. The CBDG grants require a match. And that match is discounted if you're a three-star county. And so in those discounts, we've been able to save the county nearly $200,000. And looking over their list, I think they missed some stuff. The state sent me this list, and I've emailed them back and asked them about some other things that we've got going on. I'm going to save this other one for later. How about the big event that you've got coming?
Well, Mayor Spears brought this over this morning and kind of pitched it out, and it is a big deal, looks like. The city of Salina has been chosen to be on the route of the Tour of Honor, which is a summer-long motorcycle tour. And it's a tour of honor, and it benefits veterans' charities. And it consists of, it begins today, and motorcycle riders from all over the country they're participating in a contest to visit as many memorial sites throughout the various states. And Salina has been chosen as one of the sites that these memorial riders will be coming through. And we're not talking about a big organized group of, you know, motorcycle riders that come through like we've seen it sometimes. This is not an individual thing, but a small group, or it could be just individuals. And like I said, they have a national contest, a state contest. And just looking down through this, like I said, this was news to us. They will be giving out trophies to their riders, and they will be to the first three riders to visit all of the memorials in a state or region. And so they will, they have different awards and for different states, and they have different types of awards, flags, and they, of course, they will, you know, register for this, and they will, like I said, go through the state of Tennessee, and in Tennessee, the city that they'll be going through, beginning with the list. And this looks pretty good. Tennessee, number one, Salina, Tennessee. Number two, Johnson City, Maryville, Memphis, Shelbyville, Sweetwater, and Waynesboro. They were in Tennessee. Now, that means, you know, the local riders in Tennessee, of course, they will try to make it through all the towns as soon as they can. But this is something that's going to be going on all summer, and we're kind of looking here at Clay County of doing maybe a summer-long honor of our veterans here with a little corner here at the courthouse. When the motorcycle riders come through, we will have something here at the courthouse square to greet them, to let them know where they are, and the great patriotic feeling this year. And I think this came about because of the notoriety that our memorial celebration for our veterans, where we put our crosses out here on the square. And I think, you know, we received some national attention on this. And through this, we're going to be a part of this. And as I said, it starts April the 1st and goes through October. So we can look forward to having numerous visitors coming through Salina all summer long, which is a great, great honor for us, and a privilege, and something, you know, we need to react to make them feel welcome. And once they come through here, make them want to come back. And I don't know what else to say right now. I know we will be coming up with some activities here at various times for this event going on all summer long.
That's exciting. Tom, we're always wanting to get people in the county. It's my understanding that these are going to be motorcyclists.
Yes.
And we ought to be on a permanent tour for that. We have fantastic roads through here that motorcyclists can enjoy. And hopefully once some of these folks who have not been in this part of the country have the opportunity to participate in this event, they'll be coming back to ride our roads once again.
Okay, and they have a number of rides that these folks do. They've got one for, I think it's called Searching for the Lost Generation, Sea to Shining Sea, Huey Helicopters, War Dogs and Canine Heroes, Gold Star Family Memorials, just all kinds of things that they're involved with. They have national park tours, and, you know, it's kind of... You think about this, and it's going to be, you know, like I said, a great honor for us. And I know we need to make sure that we bring them back once they come through here and make them feel welcome while they're here.
I know that those folks who are riding those motorcycles are having a great time. I got on one once upon a time with a buddy of mine, and I promised the Lord if he'd let me get off of that motorcycle, I never would be on another one. And I've kept that promise. But that does look like a whole lot of fun, and we look forward to having those veterans honored during the summer.
And I know, you know, looking through the announcement things that we got here, and some of the things, I'm going to just read down through this, talking about the tour is a self-guided event. So riders will usually come in singles or pairs. Sometimes a small group will ride together. And the Tour of Honor runs, as I said, from the April the 1st through 10/31. And that, of course, when they sent this thing out, they said, make sure you don't announce this until midnight of today, early this morning. But it says here, you know, some of the things that each of the towns can do. And one, of course, is put up some banners to welcome folks at the entrance or near the memorial. And also get all of our local restaurants and businesses that offer discounts to riders that come through Salina, that they will have a rider flag with them, which is a little ID card. Mm-hmm. And you have set up a special discount for those folks when they come into Salina to visit. And also, you know, this entire summer that we have some type of little special greeting or something in and around our businesses here for our veterans, a memorial. Kind of turn the entire town this summer into a memorial. You're in and around the courthouse square. And he said, you know, if you have a visitor center or anything like that nearby, set up a log book. And we'd probably try to do that here at the courthouse, a log book where folks can sign in, you know, where they came from and where all they're going. So, like I said, this is a very, very big deal.
Tom, we have a lot of motorcyclists who live here in Clay County. If they want to participate in this, how do they go about doing that?
Well, really, all they do is they would, if they want to participate in a contest in Tennessee, the award is for within Tennessee would be for them to visit all of those cities and verify that they have, and they would be eligible for an award for that. And, if you have motorcycle friends from outside this area, you know, let them know that this is going on.
Well, we certainly look forward to having them and encourage the restaurants to come up with some kind of a discount for them. I've participated in a lot of deals that restaurants offer, and most of the deals the restaurant ends up making money.
Yeah.
if they can give you two for one sometimes and you bring a group with you, they've done well.
You know, this may be the summer where we, you know, we decorate our courthouse just right now, basically about just about as soon as we can here with, you know, bring our bunting out. And as said, Matt, begin with, you know, we'll have our Memorial Day thing weekend, but we might also look at maybe a little corner here at the courthouse where we would maybe 1 week or so would set up some of the crosses there, just not all of them, part of them, and kind of leave them there for a while, and then have some of the other things. And I think we do have some of the service flags here that we get the service flags out and have them decorating the courthouse and make this courthouse your kind of a center of this celebration. And like I said, we're not talking about, you know, any type of major celebration with a big get time other than our regular Memorial Day thing. And that might be a weekend that, you know, attracted a lot of motorcycle riders from all over the region and area. So
at the chamber, Tom, we're looking at the possibility of being able to put on Facebook that veterans, a picture book that we have. And I know all the veterans are not in that, but a lot of them are. And if you know a veteran who's not in that and would like to have them honored as well, just drop some pictures off at the chamber, and we'll see if we can add those to them. We'll be putting that on our Facebook page as time goes on.
You know, and we talked about some of the activity here in and around the square this summer. I know very few things have actually been pinpointed down yet. I do know that we're planning on doing our car show in some form this summer. I don't know where it'll be exactly like we've done before with a closely knit gathering here around the square, or something up at Donaldson Park where we can, you know, have people more scattered out and not in a big chunk of folks here around the square. And things like that that may have to be modified a little bit this year. But most everything here, it's still kind of in the planning stage, looking at things, looking at the you know, the COVID thing. And I do know along that line, good news is I don't think we've had a new case here in Clay County in the last at least 7 days, and maybe the last couple, 3 weeks, maybe only one or so a week.
The last list I saw, we have 3 active cases in Clay County.
So, you know, we're in a good place, and we just hope that our folks that have rushed down to Florida don't bring something back with them besides their dirty laundry.
Well, that's happening. I saw on the news this morning that most of the northern states above Tennessee have a little surge going on right now. And then around New Orleans, Louisiana, and Florida have a surge going on. So it sure does matter when you get in large groups and you don't take the proper precautions.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break. Come back just in a few minutes, and I know we've got quite a few more things to talk about. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Right now, a few words from our sponsors.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. How's that? Just a nice sigh this morning. And as I said earlier, we've got our birthday and anniversaries today. We ain't got a whole bunch today, but guess what? Someone called in and had one to catch today. We only had one today. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Dr. Young, I know you've got some things that some very important things to talk about. A little bit later on, you and I may sit back here and reminisce about the flooding in Clay County a little bit. But like I said, we did have some of the emergency folks lined up, but like I said, we lost them to important meetings, and you know, we do know that there's still lots of emergencies going on here in the state of Tennessee. And we did have a special event earlier this week. We lowered the floodgates a little bit and let water go over top of the dam again.
All six of them.
Yeah, which is a great day here in the county. Folks get to go up and see that. But right now,
I could tell that behind my house, but it didn't get up nearly as much as I thought it would with the fanfare that they were making over there. I wanted to talk for a few minutes about the Chamber of Commerce. We're winding down our annual membership drive, and the way that works, if you have a business or industry, or you're just an individual and want to support the Chamber of Commerce, you're welcome to make application. If you've not got an application, you can pick the applications up at the chamber. The dues are reasonable, very reasonable. Lowest in the Upper Cumberland for a partner is $25. And then there's bronze, silver, gold, and super partners, $300 plus. And so it's affordable for everybody. We wanted to do that to try to reach out to as many mom and pop kind of businesses as we could. And my phone's ringing, let me turn it off. And we've been able to increase the membership some this year, but we still have a lot of people out there who aren't members of the chamber. And I wanted to mention some of the things that everybody needs to know about what's going on at the chamber and what services they offer. And I'm just going to go down a list here. Chamber members will have special designation on our webpage. Now, right now, we're in the process of doing a new webpage. We have a grant to do that, and it's being done professionally by the Stone Creations Group out of Cookeville. And we had the opportunity to look at what they're doing. They tell us that even though it looks more subdued, there's a reason for that. That it's going to come up on phones much easier. It's to the point now they tell us that if you're going into a town, the first thing you do is grab your phone, and you find out where the cheapest gas is. You find out where the best restaurants are, and all that information is right there before you. So when you come into Salina, we want those people who are using their phones to be able to find out where to find everything. And then on the web page on the internet, in planning their trip, that information will be there.
We can find out what Ollie or Doris is having on the menu at lunch that day.
That'd be great. If the restaurants would send us that, we'd be glad to put that up there. We also have a business directory that we redo it every 2 years. It's now 2 years old, and it's time for us to redo it. I was going through the closet yesterday, and we have a bunch of those left over from last time, so we won't print as many this next time, but all the businesses in Clay County were businesses 2 years ago were listed in that. If you're listed in that, you'll be listed for 2 years, and there's no charge for any of the businesses in Clay County to do that. We put your name and name of your business and I think telephone number, and then people can get in contact with you. These chamber directories now are made available to people who are moving into the county particularly, as well as to locals and people just passing through. Tourists, when they come into the chamber, many times don't know very much about the county, and they pick up a Clay County map and they pick up a business directory. In addition to all this, the members get two complimentary weekly ads on our electronic message board. Now, that's a first come, first served thing, and you get it once a year. And in some places, that would be more than the $25 membership if you're just going for the basic membership. chamber membership, apply card to go and display in your business so people will know that you're a member of your local chamber of commerce. That might not be too important to people around here, Thomas, but it is important to travelers to know that the business they're in is recognized by better business bureaus, chambers of commerce, and outfits like that. They also get press releases. We prepare press releases at the chamber for radio, television, news media, regarding economic and community development events. Members will be highlighted when possible. And recently we ran two commercials on WCTE. We found out that a lot of people in Nashville watch WCTE instead of the educational channel in Nashville. And so we're trying to get those folks around the Nashville area to come and visit us in Clay County this summer. And we had a lot of them last summer. We probably broke records last summer. And we want to get them back and get more of them. We have a television program being planned that'll be filmed on Del Hollow Lake, a portion of it. And it'll run on cable TV nationally and YouTube. So that's a big deal. That gives us a lot of publicity, I think. These are my list here kind of skips around. We also post jobs. If you're an employer and you can't find workers, let us know and we'll post that on our Facebook page for you. Our Facebook page goes out. You probably know more about that, Tom, than I do. How many people receive the Chamber of Commerce Facebook? How many friends do we have?
I haven't looked in the last little bit, but I know it's well up into the hundreds.
Yeah.
And of course, what you're looking for there is that once you can lure someone in from a two or three states away from here, and they become a friend, and then it goes down through the chain, and their friends find it. So you know, this thing, it's a chain reaction. You know, you look up there sometimes and see that this site has 200 likes, okay, but those 200 likes may generate into 10,000 likes. Because of the people that have liked it and who they spread it to then. And a lot of them aren't necessarily official likes, but they know how to find that page.
So you get a lot of coverage out of that. Another one is miscellaneous media postings. We do a lot of print ads out of the chamber, like in the Shopper and the Southeastern Advertiser. Got a full page in both of those, and we publicize Clay County and our businesses. And I'd like to say right here, if the chamber members would get me pictures or information about their businesses, then we'll have that information and we can put it on our ads either virtually or in print. If you want us to come out and take pictures, then we'll do that from the chamber. And all this is no extra charge to you. That just comes with your membership. Right now we have a two-page article in Travel Magazine, and then we have a full-page ad in Travel Magazine advertising Clay County and trying to lure people from all over the country. I think they said that they had a distribution of about 600,000 people, and so that's going out to a whole lot of people. We have a display table at the annual home and travel show at Heidelberg's Pavilion that happens about this time every year. But once again, it's been postponed till next year. But when we have that, we have a table and we distribute information about Clay County. And if we have information about Chamber of Commerce businesses, then we'll have your information out on that table, available for the attendees to pick up. Then other social media. Now we're just learning how to use some of this social media ourselves. But at the same time, we provide through your membership complimentary training to teach you how to do some social media for your business. And we just mentioned one a few minutes ago, Thomas, if restaurants would send us your what's on your menu today, we'll get it out there. But we'd like for those folks to become members of the Chamber of Commerce as well.
You know, Dr. Anderson, I can't, you know, for the relative cost of this, I mean, the potential for this, just being a member of the Chamber, it's to use an old word, one of the old radio comedians, you say, it's just untelling, isn't it?
It is untelling. And for the entry level being $25, that's... One ad would cost you $25. A small ad in our local papers are more than that. So you get your money's worth. And I'm not through. If you open a new business, you get a complimentary ribbon cutting. And we have one of those coming up the 19th of this month. We have a new outfit coming. I think you're going to interview them on your radio program before long, the Stevens Center. And so we'll have a ribbon cutting there. You're opening a new business in Clay County and would like for us to come out and do a ribbon cutting at your place, just let us know. We also have some tents. We have three tents now, exhibition tents. You've seen those at these events. We have three of them. And it'll be on the first come, first served for the chamber members if you want to borrow one and have an event at your business or something we have on the square here in Salina or somewhere else, then get on the list and you can borrow you one. We also have complimentary training for businesses who want to get on Google Map. And we mentioned a few minutes ago some of the people coming into a town now get their phones out and they want to look up where to eat, where to do whatever. And if you're not on the Google Map, then they don't find you. So we want to try to get everybody on that Google Map. We also have complimentary consulting with state, regional, and federal agencies for grants, loans, and special programs. We work hand-in-hand with all of the agencies that we deal with in the at state, local, and federal level, and we have made them partners on our ECD board. And that came through in our first meeting with them a couple of weeks ago, and they made a gigantic contribution. They are listening to the discussions of the ECD board, and some of those agencies might step forward and say, hey, we've got a program to help you with that. So they are there for us. If you don't know how to contact, say, the Department of Agriculture or trying to get into some of the COVID money, get in contact with us. We may not be able to do the grant for you, but we can get you in contact with the people who do handle that kind of money. Then you get, with a membership, you get two complimentary tickets to our annual chamber dinner. Now, we've not been able to have one of those. This COVID has had to put things off for a while. We used to have three-star dinners. But we've got a while, and we're planning later this year, in late fall, early winter, having a Chamber of Commerce dinner, and all the chamber members will be invited to that. And again, you get two free tickets to that. And tickets to something like that would be probably as much as the $25 membership. And we've got, if you have a job vacancy, I mentioned that one, though, didn't
yes.
I? All right, if you have a vacant building that you would like to sell or rent, if you'll let us know, we'll get it not only on our site, we'll get it on TVA's site. And that pretty well covers, if you have other questions about Chamber of Commerce membership, just give us a call to Chamber, and we'll be glad to talk to you. And we urge every business in Clay County to become a member of the Clay County Partnership Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I hate to interrupt you through all this great stuff, but we run a little past commercial time. But right now, like I said, we only had one call today on the birthday. And Kathy Walker, on the 29th, her loving family called in, and guess what? Just by calling in, they won you one of the birthday cake for today. So with that, just come over by the chamber. And remember now, there is a month limit on this now. And also, as far as birthdays, this is the April the 1st. Is my brother Danny's birthday today, and he's a little bit under the weather right now. But I'd like to, you know, wish him a happy birthday, even though he won't be able to hear this. But it's his 75th birthday today. So, but with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and I know we've got about another hour of comment and things to do here within the next few minutes. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. While we were off, Mayor Reagan wandered in here this morning. I think he's heading somewhere else, but maybe he's listening to us on the radio. Just heard how interesting this was and just couldn't resist coming by.
Absolutely, I had to stop in and say hi this morning.
Well, if you got any news you want to talk about real quickly.
Well, just let everybody know that this coming Monday will be the county commission meeting, and invite everybody to come down and be with us. The county commissioners meet twice a month. Last Monday night of the month at 6:30 is what we call the planning meeting, and then the first Monday night of each month is at 6:30 will be our county commission meeting. That's when the county commissioners, they come together to do the vote on the agendas and do the business of the county. So we want to encourage everybody and invite everybody to come out and be with us. We're getting starting to get the process of getting started in on our budgets and stuff. We sent out the notices to all department heads that to be getting their budgets request into to my office by I think the last of this month or the first of next one. I'm not really for sure. Donna's got all that down on the thing, but anyway, it's getting budget time again, so. Seems like we just get one done and we turn right around and back into another.
Well, it's kind of an annual thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the annual comes around a whole lot quicker.
Annual comes a whole lot quicker than a year, it seems to me like.
I'm an older guy now. No. I can remember when the state used to do a biennial budget. They did one every 2 years. And that made a whole lot more sense. I spent 25 years in state government, and it just seemed like we went from one budget to the next budget and planning.
You pretty much do. I mean, the time you get closed out, finished up, and then a lot of things that you have to retro back once you, you know, you have to wait for the comptroller's office to approve your budget and all that and everything. So once you get the approval back from the comptroller's office, you're done down into September, you're getting close to October. So, you know, you get started on working on them, sending notices out around March. And so, I mean, you're pretty much, as Thomas said, it's pretty much an annual thing, and which and then your auditors, they get started back pretty much, I'd say, 8 months out of a year. You've got auditors that are coming in, and which that to me, that's a good thing. I mean, another thing, and I wanted to share with Thomas, I know that, and share with our citizens out there too, that I did sign off on the grant this morning, the little arts grant that It's a $3,500 grant, but I mean, that's a 100% grant for you to be able to get some more equipment to go with your theater up in the upper room of the old courthouse here. And hopefully, Lord willing, this year we might be able to do some stuff here.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit earlier. You know, it's still kind of hard to sit down on the calendar and write something down definitely anymore. But, we do have our celebrations here that we've had a number of years in the past. And like I said, our crew's in here around the courthouse square. And I was talking to Dr. Young. I'm thinking along the line of maybe we kind of move away from the square this year to get where we don't have 100 cars and 300 or 400 people gathered tightly around the square, and maybe trying to go up to Donaldson Park and do something up there where people are scattered out a little bit more, and to let folks know about Donaldson Park, that it is now the Donaldson Park via the city of Salina.
Exactly. That's good. That's a great thing, because that kind of gives you more opportunities there that you can do things up there than what you could once before, as long, you know, working with the city and everything, and it will help them, and that way let the people know that new playground equipment in up there. And I talked with the mayor the other day, and she's in the process of getting someone to come in and set the post and everything, and once they get the post set, then they can start setting the new equipment in and everything. So hopefully the weather looks like we're not supposed to have any more rain for the next maybe 7 to 8 to 10 days. And so that'll give us a little time there that things will kind of hopefully dry out somewhat, and this water will recede down.
Well, and speaking of that, Mayor, do you have maybe some news about some of our local roads that may be closed due to flooding or anything right now?
No, the river road up there is still pretty much closed. Where if they had a slide up there, they can still get around it, but it's very treacherous for them to do that. And I know the highway department's been working very diligently on that and everything, and the last account I had was they were hoping, and this is hoping, that they might be able to get open it back up toward this weekend, hopefully. Now, I hadn't talked to Jason in the last little bit, but we had that rain that came this morning. We had that other round of rain, and I know that the Corps of Engineers has opened up the floodgates up there at the dam. And
that's now our tourist attraction.
Yeah, and but they're supposed to be, and I was in a meeting with Kyle Haney. Kyle is our EMA director, and we was on a Zoom call with FEMA and them the other day, and we asked the question that how long they were planning on doing that, and they said right now it looked like 7 to 10 days. And they would watch it, and if it looked like the river was going to get out of its channel, that they would back it off. But they just got it opened up probably about an inch or so, and so they don't think that the river will get out of its channel during all this. So,
it's kind of amazing when you look at that, and we think, hey, you know, this water's coming over the floodgates and everything. But, you know, the amazing thing is, with the technology and the way things are today, they would know if they dropped that lake up there, say, by 4 inches of shoreline, how much that's going to raise the Cumberland River in
Nashville. Water.
And they've got the check, and, of course, then it involves releasing water here, how much water to let through down at Cordell Hull, how much all the dams down through there. And you know, it's pretty scientific stuff now.
I imagine they did a whole lot of learning in 2010.
Yes,
because flooded Nashville pretty bad, and I'm sure they looked at any mistake that was made during that time, and they've made the improvements on that now, so they can really control that river even better.
But you know, the earlier rain this week, I don't know of any time we've had any more rain to fall here in Clay County in a short period of time than we did the other night here.
It was
because water was draining in places we hadn't seen in years.
It was in the neighborhood around. I had different, you know, amounts. They were the nine inch to different amounts. But I know in 2010 when we had the flood, we had about 11 inches. But that was over a period of about 2 days, 2.5 days and everything. And that was we truly had a flash flood the other night, because that was, you know, when back a couple of years ago when we had the river flood, and that was a gradual rise of the river. And but this was a flash flood. And but as far as any of the other roads, I've not. That's the only road that I know of right now. There could be some more that I'm not aware of, but right now I know the river road is the one that they had still got some problems with, and they're working on it.
We can be very thankful that we got the dam for flood control. Prior to that time, Obi River just kind of ran wild, like the Harpeth River down west of Nashville and the Duck River. They washed some homes away, and I think they had about 5 deaths during that flood down in that neck of the woods.
Well, you know,
those rivers are just wild rivers. When you get a lot of rain, and I think some of those developers are going in and building houses where they ought not build houses.
It went to our great flood prior to that. I guess was it 48 or 49, Doug?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about.
As a very young youngster of about 4 or 5 years old, it's etched in my mind. You know, I think at that point in time we were living up in towards Somerset for a while they were doing clearing on the dam up there, and it kind of washed things away up on that end. And we came home. I can remember driving to Salina, and you know, like I said, it kind of stays on your mind. And water being across the road as the road going over to Beach Bethany Church House, and I do know that we had a death there where a young lady stepped off of the edge of the road and drowned. I think she was walking out to go on her senior class trip. And I think maybe the class members thought maybe she, you know, couldn't get out and just didn't come out to go on the class. And they didn't know about it in this till maybe they got back. But I do know water was all the way up that area. And here in Salina, you know, like I said, I can remember water being at the back of W.L. Brown and Son's store.
Just evidently, you do have people that's listening out there, because I just got a text that and telling me that the city is repairing the water lines on River Road today. So they had, where the road slid off up there, it also took the water lines down, and so the citizens up in there has not had any water in the last few days. So that's good news that the city is up there. They're working on that.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that.
In 2010, we talked about that being a 1,000-year flood or something like that. My granddad down in Butler's Landing stood in a boat and etched water line on the old bridge down there on the bluff. And I guess if you could get around through that, it's still there. He had his John boat, and the family left the house, and he stayed in the house, but he had to stay upstairs. He pulled his boat right up to the window and went upstairs in the window and lived up there during that flood. And then when the flood went down, it left about an inch of silt on everything that was downstairs. And back in those days, you didn't have a water pump to go in and start washing things off.
Yeah.
You had to pull a gallon of water or a water bucket up out of the well, a gallon at a time to clean your house up. Well, it was always a mess.
And, you know, I can also remember, you know, back many, many years ago, the house where Johnny and Joanne McLaren live now, that they had a ring at the upstairs down there to tie their boat off down there when the water got up and flooded out the first floor down there. So, you know, at that time, if you lived down on the river, you kind of knew it ever so often, you know, you were going to get flooded, and you made preparations to have a second story house that you could, you know, get up there and stay at least safe. So, you know, it's something that we, and I looked at the great flood of 1929, and I know that the National Parks folk, they have some stuff on. That's a great Tennessee flood, because it originated on the Ovid River. I think that's one of our historic rivers, which I don't know the difference between the Obed River and Obey River.
They were brothers.
Yeah.
And the Ovid River's up around Cumberland County.
Yeah, Cumberland County up in there. And like I said, it's still one of our wild rivers. And of course, at the time that before the Dale Hollow Dam, the Obi River down here was a wild river. And then when all of those small wild rivers flowed into the big river, which was the Cumberland coming down through here, there's a whole bunch of water went down through here.
The old folks called it the tide, and others called it backwater. And what it amounted to, when that water was running out of those rivers and those creeks, didn't have anywhere to go. So it just backed up.
Right. And like I said, that would, you know, backwater, as I said a minute ago, all the way over to the Beast Brethren Church up in there. And I, you know, the bottom's over in there. And like I said, it's something that no matter if you, if your mind is still pretty good working order, you can remember things like that.
These farms along these river bottoms and creek bottoms are worth a whole lot more money today than they were 70 years ago. Because 70 years ago, they got flooded sometimes several times a year.
Yes.
And now that's pretty well under control where they don't get flooded nearly as much, and certainly not during growing season.
Mayor?
I'd like to sort of get on another subject here just a little bit about the vaccines and stuff at the health department. You all may have done touched on
it. No, we have. Go ahead.
But I just want to encourage everybody out there. I know it's a personal decision and everything, but they do have the vaccines ready and available, and they're just encouraging everybody that wants one to call out there at the health department. And I know now that Walgreens out there.
Right, Walgreens has them.
And so if you're been having to wait, I think it's from age 16 and up now, maybe 18 and up, I'm not really sure. But we're
I believe
open.
It's 16.
We're open now to that would like to have a vaccine. Please go out and take advantage of that and everything, because we certainly want to try our best to continue. And we've been blessed. I mean, our numbers are staying, you know, flat right now, and hopefully they'll continue to do that. We know that we're seeing other places, you know, that they're spiking somewhat and everything. So, but we're hoping, you know, that Lord be our helper, that we'll continue to get those that want to be vaccinated. We sure want to be able to make sure that you get the word.
Well,
and get that done.
It's about time we got to shut the doors. You got one more thing, Dr. Unum?
One more real quick. I had the opportunity to participate in a study done at the Vanderbilt University about our rural counties that don't have hospitals. This study is entitled, "The Ambulance is Our Emergency Room." And that's certainly true. Back in early December, I had the opportunity, Mayor, to ride in our brand-new ambulance. Mm-hmm. And they made it almost a cook one with me before I coded. And at that time, Andy Hall popped me with some of that stuff you see on TV and brought me back to life. And I certainly appreciate the ambulance service and all those guys working for the ambulance service. They just do an outstanding job. And it just troubles me that we don't pay them enough, that they're taking care of you for the first hour of your car wreck or your heart attack and rushing you to somebody making $500,000 a year, and they're in charge of your life for that length of time.
Okay, we're about to run out.
All right.
Candy Walker, you have won the cake today. And I said, come over by and pick up your coupon to go buy the Dairy Queen. And with that, and I will have some more stuff about the Tour of Honor thing on there. And I'm going to just real quickly read this. 50 states, 500 memorials, you and your motorcycle, and a good reason to ride. And that's going to be coming through Salina all summer long. And we'll have the appropriate things here for that, for a memorial here in Salina. With that, I guess it's time that we said, you know, we've got everything maybe put back where it nearly ought to be. We've had a great day of conversation. Thank you, Mayor, for dropping by.
Well, thank you,
Dr.
Young.
And with that, I guess it's time we say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, WVFB FM 101.5, rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.